from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So, those are the 10 best wins of the year, and I got two in my head now as we recap by saying, okay, this is the best Mets win of the first half of the year. I got two that really jump out at me. But before I give you my answer, Pete, who did a marvelous job with all the audio clips until I tried to skip game number 9, in your opinion, after hearing these 10, and obviously if I left one out, certainly let us know, and you always can at thericob@gmail.com, but is there a win that jumps out at you where you say that's the best win of the first half of the season?
I mean, I have two, and I'm really torn on them. I think I'm going to have to lean towards the JD Martinez home run to make it to walk off. Like, I feel like, by the way, first ever walk off home run by JD for JD Martinez. I mean, yep. Think about that, special moment for him as well. But for the Mets, I think that really signified the beginning of this. That was before Grimace, right? Or right during Grimace?
It was during Grimace. So the Grimace thing occurred, I think, before game 2 of that series. I think it was the day before. Grimace shows up. Mets beat the Marlins 10-4. And then JD hits the home run the next night. So it's right around that same time, yes.
Yeah, I think that's got to be it. The other one would have been the Rangers game to get a 7 in a row. Again, the way they fall back from that. But I just think that that game right there signified how we fought back all season long. All those like salvage games that we had, that the Mets had, I mean, without those salvage wins, they wouldn't be where they are right now. So they were significant.
No, it's funny to think about that, but you're right. I mean, like, look, at the end of the day, if you win 90 games, a lot of them matter. They all count the same. It's just how they make you feel sometimes. So I'm with you. I had two games that made my final two. One of them, I'm in lockstep with you, and that's the JD Martinez game. I think that there was a lot on the line. You can't lose a series to the Marlins. The Mets had already lost the series to the Marlins earlier this season, and I do think that losing that game would have kind of sapped the momentum from what they had started to accomplish in sweeping the Nationals and getting the split against the Philadelphia Phillies. So that's definitely a game I'm strongly considering. The other game, and I don't know if I have a bias towards it because I was there, and I'm not sure how everyone felt watching a game at 10 a.m., but that second London game is nuts. I mean, it really is. When you think about how they won it, now, it was not the most impressive. I remember saying that when we did the Rico Live from London, the way they scored the runs in the ninth inning. Like, you didn't walk away feeling inspired that the team was going to go on a run, but it was kind of a miracle victory when you think about how they did it. They rallied in the ninth against Alvarado. They were lucky to score the insurance runs and then to end the game on a 2-3 double play. So I think it's that or it's the Marlin game. Those are the two that really jump out at me, but I think I'm going to agree with you. I think the ultimate biggest win of the season was that Thursday night against the Marlins. It's the day after Grimace. It really got the winning streak going. Like, there's a lot of games you can look at as line of demarcations. But that's really the answer because they went out and they won 7 in a row and they were on the verge of losing. And Edwin Diaz came back and it was important how he pitched. They go on and they sweep San Diego. So I'm with you. I think the biggest win or the best win of the first half of the season was that Thursday night against Miami.
I will give you a little credit though for the London game because I do remember they were playing better baseball and I'm like, damn it, we got to go to freaking London now. Let's at least split the freaking series. At least split it. And at that point in time, up until they made the comeback, they weren't winning crap. They played terrible baseball. So the fact that they came back and won that game, we got back to where we were before we went to London, I felt good. And then the trajectory went up from there. So,
and then the takeoff occurred.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.